This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Country's real GDP is estimated to grow by 7.4% in the financial year 2026, driven by strong domestic demand. The economic growth is likely to range between 6.8 to 7.2% in the financial year 2027. This was projected in the economic survey presented by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in the Parliament today. Later, briefing media on the Economic Survey 2025-26 in New Delhi today, Chief Economic Advisor V. Anant Nageswaran has said that employment conditions in the country have improved since the launch of the periodic labour force survey. Mr. Nageswaran said the unemployment rate has declined from 6% then to 3.2% in 2023-24.
Employment conditions have improved from the year when PLFS, the Periodic Labour Force Survey, was launched. 6% was the unemployment rate then, down to 3.2% in 23-24. Female labour force participation rate is up nearly 18 percentage points, and the unemployment rate in the first 9 months of the year has been steadily declining from 5.4 down to 4.9% in the last quarter.
Mr. Nageswaran described India as an oasis of economic performance in the global scenario.
And if you look at the last few years in comparison to pre-COVID average, real GDP growth pre-COVID was 6.4% and in FY25 was 6.5%. And this year, as I said, MOSPI is predicting 7.4%. Private final consumption expenditure growth is 7% for this year on top of 7.2% last year. And in real terms, gross fixed capital formation is going to do a lot better.
Mr. Nageswaran said that the country is achieving these high growth rates, consumption and investment spending amidst a very moderate inflation environment. The chief economic advisor said, in terms of other inclusive growth parameters, apart from macro indicators, in rural development, 81% of rural households now have access to tap water, 2.9 crore houses have been constructed and 2.76 crore property cards have been issued under the Swamitva scheme. He said when it comes to healthcare, 14.3 crore beneficiaries have been registered on the UWin portal. 42.8 crore Ayushman Bharat cards have been issued and over 1.8 lakh Ayushman Arogya Mandis are operational. Mr. Nageswaran said states need to follow fiscal discipline to keep sovereign borrowing costs affordable. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hailed the historic free trade agreement between India and the European Union. Highlighting the significance of the agreement, Mr. Modi described it as free trade for ambitious India, for aspirational youth and for Atmanirbhar Bharat. The Prime Minister was addressing the media at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi on the second day of the budget session today.
Ye free trade for ambitious Bharat hai. Ye free trade for aspirational youth hai. Ye free trade for Atmanirbhar Bharat hai. Aur mujhe pakka vishwas hai, khas karke jo Bharat ke manufacturers hai. वे इस अवसर को अपनी क्षमताएं बढ़ाने के लिए करेंगे भारत यूरोपियन यूनियन के बीच मदर ऑफ ऑल डील्स जिसको कहते हैं वैसा समझौता हुआ है ये एक अवसर है और इस अवसर का सबसे पहला मंत्र ये होता है कि हम क्वालिटी पर बल दें हम अब जब बाजार खुल गया है तो उत्तम से उत्तम क्वालिटी लेकर के बाजार में जाएं
Beating retreat ceremony marking the culmination of the 77th Republic Day celebrations was held at Vijay Chowk in New Delhi. The ceremony was attended by President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Union Ministers. The bands of the armed forces mesmerised the audience by playing tunes on patriotic songs such as Vande Mataram, Bharat Kishan, Evatan, Evatan and Sare Jahan Se Achha. The Uttar Pradesh government has approved a cashless medical treatment for teachers, non-teaching staff and their dependent family members working under the secondary and basic education departments. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru won the toss and elected to bowl first against UP Warriors at Vadodara International Cricket Stadium in Kotambi, Gujarat. And that is the end of this news bulletin.